pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney. They didn't have what it takes to be astronauts. They don't fit the foreign diplomat mold. Their computer science careers were cut short. And the banking world still blanches at the mere mention of their names. But when it comes to sports in central Nebraska, they know their stuff. And so without further ado, mostly because we're out of it, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation presents The Doug and Danny Show.
And welcome to Friday edition of the Doug and Daddy Show here right on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Appreciate you being with us. Doug Duda out today. He's out all next week, so the negativity's gone. We would appreciate a phone call, 1-888-455-3776. Doug, you can find him on a golf course somewhere.
Hey, how many times do you think he's yelled, four already?
Like, quite a few? Or?
Well, if he teed off at 11, like three. No, but we're pleased to have sitting in for Doug Duda, Damon Day, the head baseball coach at the University of Nebraska at Kearney. We'll get his thoughts on a variety of subjects. We are going to catch up with Jeff Dittman, the new Hastings College women's basketball coach, taking over for Tony Hobson. One of those deals, kind of a different role. I think people like different challenges in their life. And this may be one of those you're kind of following. I don't know if Tony Hobson brought that program to legendary status. I mean, it's certainly not the lineage of a Tom Osborne or stepping in for a Tom Landry or some of these people that have these iconic careers. But you've got somebody coming in trying to fill the shoes of Tony Hobson, and we'll get his thoughts on that and talk to him a little bit about the challenges that lie ahead of him. People were pretty much wide open. We'll talk to Damon Day about his thoughts. He gets to speak every now and then with Jabba Chamberlain, moving him into the starting rotation for the New York Yankees. We'll talk some fantasy football, as that's going to be the topic of a lot of shows. We'll talk some Cleveland Cavaliers basketball because Damon's a Cleveland Cavaliers fan, and apparently the Cavaliers are big fans of the Kansas Jayhawks. After last night, two Jayhawks and their three picks in Sasha Khan and Darnell Jackson. 1-888-455-3776. Chime in on any of our subjects. You got a subject you want to talk about, bring it up to us, or shoot us an email, douganddaddy@espnsuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy, spell out the word and, daddy@espnsuperstation.com. Damon, good morning. Good to have you here.
Thank you for having me. It's been a good morning already. I already got my 18 in up at Meadowlark. Meadowlark's in great condition. Things are going. My game is horrible, but Meadowlark was in nice condition at 6 o'clock this morning. Got my 18 in, and it was a good start to my day. And excited to be here and talk some local sports as well as some national sports with the big fella.
This time of year for a baseball coach, obviously you're getting around to some area Legion games, checking out the talent level. So far this year with what you've seen, assess the local talent, just an overall standpoint.
I think it's good. I think, you know, the Kearney Legion team again is up there in the league standings, doing very, very well.
You know, this is a team that really wasn't expected. You talked to, you know, even some of the coaches before the season started. I think if you'd have told them they'd be 18-6 or 21-6, whatever they are, I think they would have said, oh, yeah, we'll certainly take that. We won't be that. But they find a way, and yeah, they compete. Something about Coach Sponberg and Coach Archer both at that level is just really amazing.
Yeah, I mean, they get the most out of their teams. They'll probably start off a little slower because they're not getting everything rolling until May. But, you know, they get the most out of their kids. The kids play very, very hard, and a lot of the athletes are very good in Kearney. And, you know, Grand Island's coming off a state title, and so – I think baseball's been, for the most part, the high school level's pretty solid this year. It's not, you know, there's not a lot of huge name talent, but over across the board, there seems to be a lot more ball players of good ability. There's a huge tournament going on this weekend up there with some pretty good teams from Omaha and Lincoln coming in. So I think that gets kicked off tonight at one, this afternoon at 1:00. But for the most part, this time of year is, you know, it's tough. You start now, we're looking for the junior class. Right now, you're not hopping on guys right now. On July the 1, trying to get them in with the housing and everything else. And we're pretty full and pretty excited about our recruiting class. But overall, the baseball crop in the state of Nebraska overall as a whole is pretty good this year.
obviously the summer baseball for kids that are in your program right now, has the success opened up more doors for those kids, or the door's always been there, they've just got to go out and experience it? Do you have people playing summer baseball?
Oh, without a doubt, the success is huge. The success has been enormous. You know, Cody Lucero was All-American, all-everything for us, and never once got to go play summer ball. They just don't take kids usually from teams that are struggling a little bit, but we got numerous guys out playing. We got Ricky Muir, Nick Hall, and Blake Cover out on the East Coast playing in the New England Baseball League. Ryan Cephas is up in Canada. I think he got the best draw of them all. He's fishing and golfing every single day and happens to go to the yard about 6 o'clock at night and pitch a couple innings, close it out for him, and then calls it a day. And so, and then Ryan Sheldon's pitching real well for the St. Cloud up in the Northwoods League.
Northwoods there.
Yeah, and that's the best league. That's the best league. I mean, he's one step below the Cape Cod League, and coming off his RMAC as the Pitcher of the Year award, he's up there enjoying the fruits of that, and last time I text messaged him, I'm sure his golf game is improving as well as his ERA is going down. So summer league's a great, great experience. I got to do it all when I was in college, and man, it's, you go to a whole different part of the world and or a whole different part of the country, and it's a big deal in a lot of these small towns that have summer baseball. So it's a pretty cool experience for these guys.
You bring up the Cape Cod League. Is that the only wooden bat league? Or are these
all wooden, everything's
wooden bat league in the summer?
All summer leagues are wood bats, because you start getting into summer leagues with aluminum bats, as many games as those kids are playing, and it's 95 degrees, you're gonna have some scores. I mean,
instead of those hot shots, you get a grounder to short for an out at first. Yeah. It moves them along. And
yeah, so the games move a lot quicker. And, you know, if college baseball got smart, they would just move college baseball to the summer. You know, and then there would be a lot of issues about whatnot. We'd still fill Rosenblatt on August the 15th, right before football season started. I think it would be a great segue into it. And you wouldn't have all this worrying about the weather and trying to cram games in and worrying about guys missing classes and this, that, and the other thing. So
you actually had an interesting thought about the games that are moved up to February 1st start time for the Division I schools. They did that in favor of leveling the playing field.
Yeah, they moved it back to February the 23rd.
Okay.
Is the first
Excuse
game.
Me. The first game. February 1st, the first practice. February 23rd, the first game.
Right.
Now, that was an effort to level the playing field.
Right.
But in your mind, did not really accomplish that.
No, it doesn't accomplish that at all, because now you need more pitching, because now you're going 5 games a week rather than 3 games a week.
And so the teams that have talent are fine, which are the teams that are like a Fresno State. They got
arms. There's plenty of arms in Fresno, California for them to choose from. There's plenty of arms for Texas to choose from. I mean, these schools that are the top of the line, you know, it's easy for them to go out and get 10 arms. Well, the northern schools, it's going to be hard for them to get 5, 6, you know, the difference between the great teams or the great teams and the good teams and the bad teams is pitching. Let's be honest. Everybody's usually got a dude. It's how many dudes do you have? You know, Fresno State, all those guys, Rice, you look at them, they had 10 dudes on their pitching staff. Northern Illinois probably has 2 dudes. You know, if you look at
and you're not going to see them when they come to Lincoln in the middle of the week, because they're waiting for
their conference season. You know, that's like if you look at a regional, why do you see a Bucknell win or, you know, that first round game and beat a Florida State? Well, because they have one dude. They got their one guy.
Well, Nebraska saw one against Manhattan.
Yeah.
Cody,
the left-hander.
Yeah, his name escapes me right now, but just, you know, dominate you in a close game, and somebody gets a key base hit at the opportune time.
And then the next two games they lose.
Yeah.
Because they just don't have the pitching. So it's I don't think that they're going about doing the changes for Division I baseball. You know, I don't think that's really having the effect that they want it to have.
Now, we've got different theories on Fresno State, and you kind of shook your head and totally disagreed with about everything I said yesterday, calling it one of the biggest up, which is fine. I find it truly amazing that you've got a team, and by the way, the USA Today coaches poll was released over last night, and it's in today's USA Today paper. Nebraska, by the way, rounds out their season at 41-16-1, and they are 23rd in that poll. Other Big 12 teams. This is a disappointing thing if you're a Big 12 fan. You must go down to number 12, where Texas A&M sits, right ahead of Wichita State. Then you got to go to 18 to find Oklahoma State, 19 Missouri, Texas at 21. So you've got five teams in the top 25, but nobody is situated, I think, where the Big 12 has found itself accustomed to being situated, and that's in the upper echelon of the nation. And to be that, you'd have to be in the top 10. They find no one there. So you got to wonder the difficulty level of the Big 12. Maybe it was just down this year.
You know, I'm sure the Big 12, if you looked at it from top to bottom, probably was a little bit down if you look at the draft and all those things combined with it. But, you know, talking about Fresno State being the biggest upset and all the, you know, what they did was amazing. The five or six elimination games that they staved off, I mean, all that stuff's amazing that they did, and they had a great run at it, but it's still Fresno State. I mean, they're still from California. They're still a warm climate team. I mean, I would say that a Maine or a Michigan or even just somebody from north of Wichita State winning the College World Series would be a bigger deal than Fresno State. I mean, they're still, I mean, the WAC is definitely different in baseball, but each part of the country kind of has their own sports where it's they have, you know, their region allows them or their weather allows them to be successful at certain sports, and I think that's what Fresno State has, is it's baseball, and their climate and their area helps them get better players, gets them practicing sooner. Granted, the record doesn't dictate it, but I would be more shocked if a northern school had won the College World Series
than a
Fresno State.
Now, as a coach, when you hear another coach say, about a month and a half ago, Coach Batesel said this, about a month and a half ago, 2 months ago, the eight seniors on this team took over and really pointed us in a good direction. What's that mean?
It means that something happened along the line where everybody got it. It quit being an individual thing and became a team thing. And you see that a lot of times with seniors. Seniors, in my opinion, seniors are either they're going to win for you,
It's
just done. And you know, for us this year, for example, we had 10 seniors who really, really, really weren't too happy with where we were at on April the 1st. And I think from then on, we went 17-7, went to the regional and whatnot. So, you know, the same thing happened on a personal level for us. But there is a lot of that, especially in baseball, because, you know, you're playing weekend to weekend and weekend. And getting hot, you get that belief system that you can beat anybody. And you saw it happen in the College World Series with Fresno State.
Damon, I understand having some losses when, and you're not one to make excuses. That's not the first, but you haven't been outside. You know, that's one thing to. Well, we're gonna try and go to Denver, and we're gonna play. It's supposed to be a high of 42, and we're gonna be outside for the first time. All you know, the first time since November. Which it was an awful November. It's some years you get a pretty decent, you know, even in December, and you can get some kids to get out and take some ground balls and whatnot. This year was not one of those years. It's the first time. I understand how you guys could lose 31 games. I do not understand how Fresno State can find a way to lose 31 ball games in a college baseball season and find a way to get it done in Omaha.
Well, I don't know if they – did they lose like 25 going into the tournament?
Going in, okay. 27.
Did they lose the maximum amount of games that you can lose in a tournament but still win the national championship? Okay.
Yeah, they staved off elimination six times.
Yeah, but I think that's what makes college – I think that's what makes you watch college – I think that's what makes everyone watch college athletics as a whole is it's – everybody likes to – every I don't want to say it, but everyone wants – it's like watching a train wreck. You don't want to watch it, but hey – it's that you know you can't take your eyes away from it. That's what dealing with kids from 18 to 22 years of age. You don't know what's going in there through their head or whatnot, but something kind of clicks and things like that. And that's what I think makes college athletics so great. That's what makes college football so great, is because you don't know what's going on with those guys. You don't know what causes a team that has no business in beating a Texas or an Ohio State, and all of a sudden you look up and that team that's 5-5 beats Ohio State in the horseshoe. Where did that come? Like Illinois, for example, where did that come from? Well, when you're dealing with kids that at 18 to 23, they're worried about everything else under the sun sometimes, and then it happens.
Now I don't know. You know, they're saying stay in your own sport. So I don't know what you can say in college baseball because I think year in year out the upper echelon of teams. I think normally you would have said playing this deal 10 times, North Carolina, Miami, Florida State, one of those three teams probably wins this deal.
Yes.
9 out of 10 times. So I don't know in baseball who you compare it to. You can go back, and if you want to say college football, you can say Appalachian State, Michigan.
Yep.
I'm thinking back, and obviously you're thinking about things that happened lately, and I'm sure that somebody out there goes, I remember in 77, you know, that's fine. That can be your highlight. You know, I'm thinking Appalachian State, who ended up at the top or upper echelon of 1AA in their division. Is that a big of an upset as Stanford beating USC last year? I don't know. A 42-point underdog, I don't know what Appalachian State was. That's short-term. I think that's Jim Harbaugh taking that team in there and doing what he did. I think that's amazing. Now, hockey, obviously, that stands out on its own. You know, you say NBA, you can say the Nuggets, Supersonics. I understand they beating the one. You can say Golden State a year ago. That's fine. I don't know what you compare the Fresno State to. My point basically yesterday is none of these teams would have qualified for any of their respective tournaments had they been the seed that Fresno State was.
Right. If Fresno State doesn't win their conference tournament,
they're at home a month and 13 days ago or what have you.
We were on the road for 21 days, and I don't know how I can't imagine being on the road for 42 straight days. I mean, 21 days, you're crazy. Your kids are crazy. They don't even have a sense of you lose all sense of what is going on. I mean, you can only eat McDonald's and Qdoba and Chipotle as many times, so I can't even imagine what they were doing for 42 straight days. But I think it was it was an upset. I mean, I think it was a definite upset. I don't know if it is it's baseball, and I think that's probably the great thing about baseball is it, you know, do you equate it to the Red, if you're going to stay in sports, is it the same as the Red Sox coming back from a 3-0 deficit? Yeah, I mean, it's a crazy, crazy thing, but that's what makes everybody watch. I don't think the only thing that I don't like about this whole thing is I think that a lot of people didn't watch it because I think that the new schedule
just too long.
Yeah, I think you taking away that Friday, I think that was a big deal in Omaha. Everyone, I mean, there was zero productivity on the Friday.
Well, there were several people this part of the state that they weren't at work on Friday. Well, we were always down there doing parking lot back.
I always thought that was a great kickoff for it. I think now moving it to a Saturday, it just becomes another event, another thing. Now you got to compete. And I'm sure the economy had something to do with the attendance of it all and things like that. I just think it was too long. I mean, it was just, you know, you're 10 days later, you're like, who's still in it and things like that. So, but it's one of the biggest money makers for the NCAA. And so, you know, they're going to do what ESPN, you know, you can tell ESPN definitely designed this, you know, because
no doubt.
No doubt about it. So, and ESPN's built college baseball. They kind of took it under their wing and really
been great for college baseball. A lot more exposure.
Yeah, definitely.
Derek sends us the Dent Popper inbox.
There you go.
Dent Popper inbox.
The Dent Popper inbox. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Dent Popper, home of the Arma Linings, has for years specialized in paintless dent repair. If the bad weather has dinged up your car at all, you can go see Scott or Joel for a free estimate. Dent Popper on the bricks downtown Kearney. This from Jeff in Kearney, Powder Blue Royals fan. He says, I want to thank Damon for his work with the day program of Kearney Little League. I've been impressed with the organizational and instructional improvements. Hopefully some future Lopers and Royals are getting a head start here in Kearney. Jeff from Kearney.
Thanks, Jeff, for that email. And yeah, great, very, very good work. I know you do a lot of that in the summer, and well, your assistant coaches do most of it. You stand out of the way, don't you?
Actually, I got to give a lot of credit to Jared Lushen. He's no, the day program's been fun. It's been interesting. As a new parent, I'm enjoying dealing with parents. It's it's something that I've not, as a college coach, you rarely ever, I mean, you talk to parents on the recruiting trip and then you say hello on the weekends, give a wave or whatnot, but you don't ever really have a conversation. And so I give all the credit to Jared Lushen. He has done a phenomenal job of handling a lot of those things, and it's been a great experience, and it's something that we hopefully can continue the partnership with. And I appreciate all the parents' support in it because it's been a fun, you know, hey, 1/4 of our roster's from Kearney. We're just getting them going early.
We'll take a short break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. More baseball talk along with Jeff Dittman, new women's basketball coach at Hastings College, back after this.
Look what the guys on the team gave me.
Well, let's try it.
A safe bet anytime.
Doug and Daddy Show, ESPN Radio Superstation. Hey, summer's finally here, and if you want your summer memories to last longer than your tan, then you better get into Carney Yamaha now. Make memories for the whole family at the lake with the new Yamaha Wave Runner. All Yamaha VX Wave Runners offer a quiet and reliable 4-stroke 110 HP motor that makes pulling skiers and tubers a breeze. If you want to relax from a long work week and be the most popular person on your block, take home a new VX Yamaha Wave Runner from Carney Yamaha today. Making summer memories sweeter. Carney Yamaha, Nebraska's Power Sports Mall, just south of I-80, Kearney.
Doctors of Chiropractic are trained physicians in the art and science of spinal manipulation. They use this training to treat a wide variety of conditions, such as neck pain, back pain, headaches, and most sports injuries. For 17 years, Dr. John Klingensmith has provided chiropractic care that focuses on total body wellness. Maybe that's why in a recent Gallup poll survey, 90% of chiropractic patients judge their care as effective. So the next time life bangs you around, see Dr. John Klingensmith at Klingensmith Family Chiropractic. Call for an appointment today, 234-4940.
Hi, this is Phil Gordon, professional poker player. You're listening to ESPN Superstation in central Nebraska on 1460 and 1550 AM.
We'll see partial sunshine across the area today, along with a chance for a few showers or storms, mainly through midday. Highs will reach up in the mid-80s with northwest winds developing at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Tonight we'll see a chance of a few showers or storms early, then we'll fall off into the mid-50s for lows. I'm weather meteorologist Paul Trobley. Right now, 73.
Yeah. Back on the Doug and Daddy Show. Summer's upon us, Daddy. It's almost 4th of July and all that.
Maybe this weekend you want to go to Omaha, go to the zoo, tailgate. I mean, I don't know why you would.
Who tailgates at the zoo?
You know, your kids, let them run around the parking lot, pretend it's College World Series.
Daddy tailgates at the zoo. Daddy tailgates everywhere he goes. He's gotta have the food. But hey, if you're doing any kind of tailgating, 4th of July coming up as well, you want to pick up some stuff for that, head over to Troutman's Quality Meats right across from Bob's Superstore along Highway 30 right in Kearney. They've got hamburgers, sausages, steaks, ribs, everything you need for your 4th of July celebration. Also, all the seasonings you would want, and you gotta check out their steaks. Got all kinds of different cuts, great stuff there. Beers, wine, all that kind of stuff, fresh from the smokehouse sausages as well, we're going to have some of those hot dogs from Troutman's, too, coming up for the hot dog eating contest coming up July 11th. Troutman's is supplying those for us as well. So if you're doing anything this weekend, you tailgating, barbecuing.
I'm going to be there. I'm going to eat hot dogs, but I'm not going to eat 9 of them. No, it hurts too bad. Or are you going to be in it?
No. The food should be enjoyed. It's not a sport.
We've had some listeners trying to get Daddy to go back in it this year, but he won't do it. But any of your grilling needs, head over to Troutman's Quality Meats, a grill's best friend right across from Bob's Superstore in Kearney.
You ever punch your boss?
Have I ever punched my boss?
Thrown him to the ground?
No, Sean Chacon.
What was he thinking? In the cafeteria?
That sounds like something right out of High School Musical. Right there. That's a High School
Musical. See, I gotta be. I don't have no idea. I know that they had it at the arena, I believe. I have no idea what High School Musical is.
Neither do I. I just know that it's this, the. It's that show.
It's that show. It's fair that enough. Show.
Did he punch him?
Threw him to the ground.
He grabbed him by the neck and threw him down. And I guess the whole incident arose. He was eating lunch in the team cafeteria, I guess it is. And general manager came up and said, "Sean, we'd like to see you in my office and have a talk." Sean said, "Not now. I'm eating something along those lines."
"You got anything to say to me? You can say it to me here."
Yeah, I think Sean felt a bit disrespected, but I think he let his temper way get the best of him in that situation by far.
The sad thing is there's so many teams in need of pitching. He's already gotten picked up probably. He probably didn't even, his name probably didn't even hit the waiver wire before somebody was like, "Well, we'll get him." I mean, there probably is. I mean, that's how bad the pitching's gotten for some teams with all the injuries and whatnot.
I'm reading an article and it says, "Never mind that you'd think a guy getting paid $2 million wouldn't turn an invitation to chat with his employers into a test of manhood."
Unbelievable.
Yeah, I really wouldn't think so, but... What $2 million and your boss wants to see you? Is that too much to ask? Just okay. Can I finish this sandwich? I'm sure the dead weight, the general manager, would have said, "Sean, if it's 15, 20 minutes, I'm fine. I'll be in there work." You know, I don't know what general managers do. Probably play that centipede or something on their computer. You know, he'll be in there doing whatever general managers do. But and the guy's 2-3 with a 5 ERA. It's not like
he ought to be happy. You know, maybe you ought to be going in there to get some tips. Like, hey, man, you seeing anything?
Drop your arm. I think your release point's off. Drop it a little bit. All right, thanks, Ed. Appreciate it. No problem, Sean. We'll see you later. Said you choke slam.
No, let's throw down.
You choke slam the guy to the ground. Unbelievable.
Him and Ed Runge.
I see. Then you're bringing up the umpire.
Battle royale between the two.
That's just unbelievable. It's a blatant bump there, too. Blatant. Come on.
You know, they suspended this Brian Runge, and if you haven't saw it, it was with dealing with the New York Mets, Carlos Beltran, along with the new manager, Jerry Manuel, who took over for the fired Willie Randolph. Basically, Beltran didn't like a strike call.
Strike three, you're out.
Right.
It's pretty simple, but it's not like he stands up and says, you this, you that. He says that. I think that what John Crook said, and he looked at it several times, said something like, that was low. I mean, it was something to that effect.
Yeah.
That was low. That was low. That's all it was said.
But, you know, I mean, I always look at it, the player. Look at Beltran. All right, he's a bust. He plays in the biggest market. He's been a bust. He hasn't done anything that he's supposed to do. You watch the games. I'm blessed. My wife bought me the MLB package, so I get to watch a lot of games. I just think that there's certain guys that just really aggravate umpires, and the umpires don't feel like that player.
This chump's making $25 million. Yeah. Why am I going to take anything from him?
Right, and I think that's why you kind of get those piddly little arguments. You know, it's not like the one where the umpire made a racial slur at Alomar, nothing like that. But you know. Umpires get to do whatever they want. That's the one that we were talking about during the break, and that's the one thing you hate about arguing with umpires is they can just throw you out. They make a horrible call, and you're sitting in your office for the next 2 hours. You know, they're bad, and you're gone. It's like, okay, here we go.
And I didn't expect Carlos Beltran or Jerry Manuel to be suspended, fined, anything. Major League Baseball looks at each situation differently. They suspend Runge for a game. Which is fine. I think after cooler heads prevailed, I would almost bet that Brian Runge said, you know what, Carlos, I was probably wrong, and I would not be shocked if an exchange took place, a phone call made to say, hey, I'm sorry, I messed that up. It was my bad, and I'm sorry for that. I think that probably will take place if it hasn't already. I just think once you cool down a little bit. But I like the Major League Baseball. They didn't suspend them. But they give Jerry Manuel a $500 fine, and they give Carlos Beltran a $400 fine. If you're going down the interstate at 112 mile an hour, and the state patrolman pulls you over, he comes up and says, Mr. Davis, I had you going 104 in 75. Yes, I understand. What's that going to be? Give me a dime out of your ashtray. What is fining? Did they feel that they just had to fine Carlos $400 for the sake of young fame? I don't understand that. I mean, $400? What? He's like checking. He's like, gosh, you want it in 20s, 50s? It doesn't matter, really. How you going to pay that, Carlos? Straight cash, homie. Straight cash. Well, that's just some of the things going on in the baseball world. We're going to come back and talk a little basketball with the new head women's basketball coach at Hastings College, Jeff Dittman, right after this on the Doug and Daddy Show.
You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. There's just not enough O's in smooth to describe this show.
It's Colin Cowherd, host of The Herd. Everybody knows going to the post office is a hassle. Fighting traffic, finding parking, waiting in line, brutal, waste of time. I've got a solution, Stamps.com. With Stamps.com, you can print real U.S. postage using your own computer and printer. No hardware to buy, nothing to rent. You can print postage for all your letters and packages right from your desk. It's like having a post office in your home or office. I've been recommending Stamps.com to everybody I know. Right now, Stamps.com has a special offer just for my listeners, no risk trial, plus a $100 bonus offer, including $45 in free postage. That's more free postage if you use my name, Colin. Try Stamps.com today for a no risk trial, $100 bonus offer. Go to Stamps.com before you do anything else. Click on the radio microphone top of the homepage. Type in my name, Colin, Stamps.com, and be sure to use my name, Colin.
Hi, I'm Jeff Benjamin of Benjamin's Landscaping of Holdridge and Kearney. Let us put our nearly 40 years of experience to work for you on your lawn. We, of course, keep your lawn beautiful, but we do more, like concrete landscape edging by Tygar. It's practical, cost-effective decorative curbing that is maintenance-free. It comes in a variety of colors, curb styles, and stamp patterns to fit anyone's taste. Keeping your lawn beautiful is our business. We're Benjamin's Landscaping in Kearney and Holdridge.
Yo, are you like everyone else and having an out-of-money gas experience this summer? Are you thinking of selling your pickup to pay for gas? Wait, that doesn't make any sense. Well, here's something that does. Head to Kearney Yamaha today for a fuel-saving motorcycle that will save you tons of money on gas for as long as you own your bike. Swing by Kearney Yamaha and check out their complete line of Star motorcycles. Motorcycles that can get 40 miles to the gallon. You heard right, 40 miles to the gallon. So what are you waiting for? Stop the out-of-money experience at the pump by getting into Kearney Yamaha today.
Since 1950, Kelly Electric of Kearney has earned a trusted reputation for electrical installation in new homes and commercial buildings. At Kelly Electric, we can help you with any electrical problem, big or small. Whether it's home, business, or farm, Kelly Electric has an experienced staff person to troubleshoot the problem and get you back in operation as soon as possible. The next time you have an electrical problem or simply need a new receptacle, switch, or light installed, call Kelly Electric in Kearney for prompt and competent service today.
Hi, I'm Justin McBride, PBR World Champion. You're listening to the ESPN Radio Superstation, 1460 and 1550 AM.
We'll see partial sunshine across the area today, along with a chance for a few showers or storms, mainly through midday. Highs will reach up in the mid-80s with northwest winds developing at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Tonight we'll see a chance of a few showers or storms early, then we'll fall off into the mid-50s for lows. I'm weather meteorologist Paul Trobley. Right now, 73.
Welcome back, Doug and Daddy Show, taking it in the weekend. Want to get your golf game ready for a scramble you're playing this weekend? Well, the Kearney Golf Center's got their driving range open 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. You want to improve your game, don't you? You need to know what you're doing wrong. The range faces directly south, and, well, here in the Tri-Cities, the wind blows from the south, so it's exaggerating your errors, and you can fix them. 8 target greens, yardage boards updated as the yardage switches, short game area. Work on your putting. That's where you can score better, and that's what Damon Day needs to do. All your golf supply needs as well, bags, putters, balls, gloves, or grips. Maybe you need a longer club. Kevin Camrath can do it all for you. Talk to Kevin today at the Kearney Golf Center, south of UNK along Highway 30, or give him a call. 234-6543. Kearney Golf Center. Check him out, south of UNK along Highway 30. Well, we've been talking a lot of baseball as it's, well, the middle of summer, and that's what's going on. Also going on, though, is Miss Basketball in Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and we're pleased to be joined right now by the new women's basketball coach at Hastings College, Jeff Dittman, joining us. Coach, good morning and congratulations on the new opportunity.
Well, thank you. It's been a little bit of a whirlwind the last couple of weeks, and but we really appreciate the opportunity to visit and talk about Hastings basketball.
Jeff, talk about the opportunity of taking over for Tony Hobson. You established a program that's had plenty of success, and it had been real cushy, not a whole lot of pressure on you, but to move in and fill Tony's shoes had to be an interesting challenge for you.
Well, it is. You know, Tony's created quite a legacy there in just 7 short years with 3 national championships. So it's always a daunting task whenever you move into a new university, whether that university has a great tradition or whether the university has went through some tough times and you're being asked to come in and rebuild the program. I might disagree with you a little bit, though. I think we had some good expectations at Dakota State as well. We were a kind of the flagship program at our university, especially from a national standpoint. As a competitive person, there's always a challenge with any job, and there's always pressure. Sometimes it's a little more external than internal, but I'm really looking forward to the opportunity to work at Hastings, to work with Fran Helmel, the athletic director there, and Dr. Dudley, and hopefully we can continue as good, if not maybe even a better tradition than what has occurred.
Jeff, the style of play in which Hastings plays, will it be vastly different, much different at all, or roughly the same?
Well, I think it's probably, from a philosophical standpoint, we've played Tony the last 3 years in a row. We played them in the national tournament 2 years ago, played it on a neutral site here in Sioux Falls at the USF Classic 2 years ago, and then played at Hastings last year. I think we both are very defensive-oriented people. We believe in pressure on defense. We believe in causing turnovers, and that gets our transition game going. Then after that, in the half court, I think if you look at our teams, we're very similar in that we both had very good post players on our team. We had good depth at the post. We had shot blocking ability. And on the perimeter, we had some people who could just shoot the basketball and shoot it well. So, I don't think there'll be a lot of difference between the two. The biggest thing may be just getting the athletes used to a different practice style or a different coaching style. That interpersonal relationship, I'm not sure how Tony handled those situations. But I would guess on the court, they won't see a lot of change.
Head women's basketball coach at Hastings College, Jeff Dittman, joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Coach, talk a little bit about the final selling point that took you to Hastings.
Well, the first thing that strikes you as you drive up to the complex is the facilities. You drive on Tom Osborne Expressway, and then you drive into the Tom Osborne Athletic Complex. And if I'm a recruit, and this is the thought that occurred to me and that occurred to my wife as well, my wife had been my assistant coach for 5 years, is from that point on, I believe an athlete is thinking, how do I sign with Hastings College? You're impressed, especially if you're from a smaller town, I think you're really overwhelmed with the quality of the facilities and with the campus and so forth. So, that was number one. And, number two is just, this is a program that's used to winning, and coming out of a program that's been very successful, I would have had a hard time selecting a school where they had been 2-26 the last year, and there was a lot of work to do. I'm really looking forward to working with the athletes. You've got some outstanding players returning. You've got some All-Americans returning, and so those were two of the real key selling points for me. And my family, as we looked at the Hastings College job.
Jeff, Tony always took the local talent, a lot of the area girls, a lot of Nebraska girls. Obviously, will that be your recruiting base? And does South Dakota and the success that you experienced at Dakota State open doors there as well?
Well, I think number one, you're looking at, as I visited with the athletes the last week, I've really been struck by each of them telling me, well, I live 30 miles from Hastings, or I live 40 miles from Hastings, or, Lindsay, right now at this point, is kind of the farthest away at 2 hours in Omaha. So that is pretty much the recruiting philosophy that I had at Dakota State. If you looked at our athletes there, the majority of them were within 100 miles of Madison. We recruited South Dakota very heavily. We recruited Southwest Minnesota because those were the people. They wanted to come to Dakota State. They wanted to stay close to their families. They wanted to continue to have an opportunity for their families to watch them play basketball. And that's been pretty much our philosophy. I've never been one to say, let's go to, Dallas or New York or Los Angeles to get basketball players. And we'll continue that. I'm here. There are six teams from Nebraska down here at the Miss Basketball in Sioux Falls, and I'm getting a great opportunity to see some of the best high school basketball players in Nebraska, and a number of them are local. They're Grand Island, they're Kearney, they're Crete, they're Seward. So I don't see any need to change that philosophy at all.
Jeff, can you talk a little bit, is your roster full for this year? Are you looking for people from a year from now, or what's that situation like?
Well, at this point, I think the roster for next year is pretty well done. I think when you're looking at people in July, it's very difficult to find somebody who's a quality player that maybe doesn't have a little baggage, and so I've never been a big proponent of high risk athletes, to be honest with you. So what we'll do right now is we're identifying people to begin recruiting for the 2009-2010 season. And frankly, we've got a lot of work to do. There are if I remember right, there are 11 athletes in the junior and senior class, and so we've not only got numbers to fill, but we've got some big shoes to fill with All-Americans like Kay and Lindsay.
Jeff Dittman, new women's basketball coach at Hastings College. Coach, we'll let you get back to basketball. Thanks so much for giving us a minute on the Doug and Daddy Show. And really look forward to working with you in the future.
Thank you very much. I appreciate the opportunity to visit with you and look forward to our relationship in the 2008-09 season.
Perfect. Thanks, Coach.
All right. See ya.
15th year, he was the head coach of the Lady Tees at Dakota State. Did some great things up there. For 9 of the past 11 years, they have been ranked in the NAIA top 20 during the season. So the success is really, you know, was super. He got them to the Elite Eight, and they were beaten by the eventual national champion. That was in 05-06. In 06-07, they repeated as conference champions. They won their conference postseason tournament as well, receiving an automatic berth to the national tournament. So great success from Jeff Dittman, and congratulations on, well, you take over for Tony Hobson, who kind of would lose some games early on, and then all of a sudden it's like they just push a different button and run off 16, 18 in a row and be right back in the national tournament, and kind of felt at home there and like to make long, long runs there. So congratulations to Jeff for taking over. Of course, Tony Hobson left for Fort Hays State and an opportunity there. But great to catch up with Jeff, and really look forward to working with him throughout the year here on the Doug and Daddy Show. We're going to take another break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. When we come back, we'll get Damon's thoughts on Jabba Chamberlain and moving to the starting rotation of the New York Yankees. Back after this.
Hey, this is Matt Schick, formerly of NTV and now with KETV in Omaha, Nebraska. You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show. These guys are wicked good, or in English, terrible.
Destination fun continues all summer. Get away without the drive in the courtyard at Cunningham's. Taste one of our signature features every Friday and Saturday night, like grilled shrimp or smoked prime rib. Enjoy our unique outdoor atmosphere with a frozen margarita and the sounds of summer. Take this weekend and get away to the courtyard and let us do the work. Playing tonight are the OK Sisters, and tomorrow, Groove Puppet. Join us for destination fun in the courtyard at Cunningham's Journal in downtown Kearney.
Hi, it's Colin Cowherd. If you can't go to a sporting event, then there's nothing like watching it on the flat-screen HD TV. May I recommend Vizio? Whereas other companies are charging you an arm and a leg, Vizio's bringing the technology to the masses. I've got one and love it. It's the fastest-growing HD TV company in the world that stands firmly behind a one-year in-home service guarantee. VizioTV.com, where vision meets value.
AutoZone. Don't let worn-out wiper blades blur your visibility, putting you and your family at risk. Get in the zone. AutoZone has the wipers you need, from basic to the high-tech profile-style blades that perform great in all seasons. And right now at AutoZone, buy two AMCO Contour wiper blades and receive a $10 AutoZone gift card absolutely free after mail-in rebate. Some restrictions apply. See store for details. So stay safe and get to AutoZone today. AutoZone.
Hi, this is Phil Gordon, professional poker player. You're listening to ESPN Superstation in Central Nebraska on 1460 and 1550 AM.
We'll see partial sunshine across the area today, along with a chance for a few showers or storms, mainly through midday. Highs will reach up in the mid-80s with northwest winds developing at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Tonight we'll see a chance of a few showers or storms early, then we'll fall off into the mid-50s for lows. I'm weather meteorologist Paul Trobley. Right now, 73.
You got to know when to fold, know when to fold, know when to walk away, know when to
Power back, Doug and Daddy Show. Hope we're entertaining you this hour. Doug out today. Damon Day, head baseball coach at University of Nebraska Kearney. On Monday, Chris Basnett from the Kearney World Hub joins me on the Doug and Daddy Show. And then later in the week, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Damon back in to hold down the fort. And looking forward to having some special guests with us next week. We will start. I mentioned something about this a couple weeks ago on the Doug and Daddy Show. Big 12 Media Days comes up in July. The week of the 21st, I believe, is a Monday in July. I'll have to check that. But right around there, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, we will be live in Kansas City trying to get as many interviews from around the Big 12 as possible. Starting next week, we will run down a newspaper writer for one team a day of all 12 teams running up to the Big 12 Media Days to find out what's catching their eye about their particular team. And hopefully we'll be able to catch up with people like Chip Brown of the Dallas Morning News, a favorite, one of our favorite guests to have on. Chip's been at it a long time. you know Chip's name from internet sites and whatnot. He does a great job following Texas and several other guests as well. But we will single out one school a day for 12 days. Obviously, July 11th, the hot dog eating contest. We will not have a guest. We will be live from the Hilltop Mall in Kearney for our third annual Doug and Daddy Hot Dog Eating Championship. Looking forward to that. If you know of anyone or yourself wants to be in the hot dog eating contest, all you need to do is shoot us an email, douganddaddy@espnsuperstation.com. douganddaddy@espnsuperstation.com. Have not heard from my friend Big James in Grand Island on a course truck right now. I've not heard. You know, he talks a good game all year long, but I've not heard. I don't know if he's afraid. But maybe if you're Big James out there, maybe you're a little bit scared right now. You've got a whole week to build up courage as we're set to do this. And we're looking forward to doing this 2 weeks from today from the Hilltop Mall. Troutman's will cook up the hot dogs, and we will have a great time, as always, right here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Damon, I think a lot of people are interested with your relationship, and you do still have a relationship with Jabba Chamberlain. You talk to him, I don't know if you could say every week or every couple weeks, I think, that one of you checks in with the other one. And how did you think when he went to the New York Yankees that the success would happen, first of all, this fast? Did you see him with the success he had at Nebraska being a starter or a closer eventually in the Major League Baseball?
Oh, I think when you get to pro baseball, it's such a different thing than college baseball. So I think I kind of become just like everybody else I love baseball. And I think I become just like the average Major League Baseball fan when you start to think about pro ball and things like that. I know the game. I feel like I know the game. But I'm just as big a fan as everybody else. And so I remember us sitting down when he first left us to go to Nebraska after I cried myself sleep for 3 days straight. After that, you know, we knew he was going to be good. I remember telling our former pitching coach at the time, Marcus Clapp, I said, you know, he's an adrenaline junkie. He's gonna love the crowds, and it's just gonna get bigger and bigger as he goes. And if you look, when he's pitched in front of some pretty big crowds, he's done some big things. And then you see him go to the Yankees and do what he's been able to do there on the biggest stage in Major League Baseball. I mean, I think anybody, if you said you're 22 years old, you're from Lincoln, Nebraska, you were, you know, mowing fields after your senior season and
really no future ahead of you.
You know, and
I mean, in the baseball world at all.
You know, the crazy story is about it is if you took our baseball program where it's at right now today, we don't even talk to Jabba Chamberlain. But where we were at 5 years ago with a smaller recruiting class, we needed pitching. So we just found this kid because he was the only guy left in Lincoln on July the 1st that hadn't signed with anybody. So, you know, it was more of a necessity to go out and get this guy. And, you know, I knew he'd throw 95 later on down the road. Just listen to me. No, but, you know, you didn't. I mean, it's such a bizarre story. And everyone always asks, how did it? You know what? This is just a freak thing. This will not happen ever again. I can go out on a limb and say we will never have a story like this. And the New York media has picked it up and ran with it. And nowadays with the media
Well, we agree on one thing, much like Fresno State.
Yeah.
It'll never happen again.
Right. It's an amazing story. And I never thought, just because of his body and his makeup, I never saw him as a closer type. I just think that he's got too much going on in his mechanics. I think he's got too much with his arm. I mean, he's got a delivery that takes some work. And I just don't see that being.
It's not Matic-esque. The fluidity is not there.
You know, yeah, it's not a thing that I think he can do Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. You know,
that's an adverb, Derek.
But, I mean, wow. look at some of the closers. Some are very, very violent. But for the most part, if you look at a lot of closers, their arm action is very smooth. They may be doing everything under the sun, but their arm action is very smooth and fluid. That bodes well.
But when you look at a closer, though, Trevor Hoffman, Hell's Bells.
Yeah.
I mean, Rob Dibble, just a freak. Jabba was always pretty like
John Rocker.
There you go. Wow. The screws aren't all tight. And Jabba's always been, away from baseball, pretty level, I think. Is that safe to say?
Yeah, without a doubt. Great young man.
I mean, when I looked at Jabba Chamberlain, I just didn't. You saw a fiery, competitive guy. You saw that all the time at Nebraska. Great, super. But you never saw a freak. Or you never saw, well, that kid's a little off kilter. I mean, you know, something ain't just right up there, you know?
Right. No, I think he's definitely more suited to be a starter. Just from the, I think he enjoys his 5 days off. I think he enjoys giving it everything he's got on a Monday, and I'll see you back on Saturday type of thing. I just think that for him and where he's at, you know, maybe someday they'll put him back in the pen. When Mariano's done, they'll realize, you know, okay, it's time for the kid to go back there. But I can go out on a limb and personally say he was very excited to get his first start. He's not happy with the pitch counts and all that stuff, you know, not from a bad standpoint, but he wants a chance to go win the Yankees ball games. And you ask any pitcher, and it's tough. It's tough.
Well, look at their middle relief. Handing the ball off to that next guy, not a lot of confidence there.
Yeah, but even from the standpoint of as a pitcher knowing, you know, we see it just at our level when I tell a guy, okay, you're only going to give us, you know, it's a midweek start, we're only going to give you 20 pitches. The guy, Ryan Sheldon, it happened to. Ryan Cephas, Jared Lushen. These guys have been lights out on weekends, and then they show up on a Tuesday midweek, and I got to jerk them after 41 pitches because they can't get out of three, get us three outs, just because in their mindset, they're trying to conserve pitches, they're trying to do all sorts of things. And so I think when you put as everyone knew he was on a pitch count, I don't think that set him up for great success when he knows, well, you got to get this done in 50 pitches. Well, everybody wants to win, so he starts to minimize, tries to be too perfect. Things start to happen. I'm enjoying now that he's gotten the pitch count restrictions off of him. I don't know if people got to see him pitch against the Pirates. I mean, he dealt. I mean, he's starting to make those strides, and he's a special one. And it's good to the times I do get to talk with him. It's more text messaging and whatnot, but I've talked to him a few times. It's good to see him be level-headed. You know, he's changed. I don't know any 22-year-old that...
It'd be real tough
exactly.
Not to.
I mean, he's changed from the standpoint of just in positive ways. You can hear them growing up and things like that. But it's been an amazing transformation, and it's good to be as grounded as he has been and still remember a lot of the people that helped him get to those things. And you hear it all the time when he talks. He says very positive things about his experiences at Nebraska and even UNK. And so it's fun to be a part of that. You know, I think I get as big a jazz out of getting to watch him pitch as anybody else. I mean, it's amazing. I mean, I can remember sitting in the dugout talking to him about, well, you didn't get out of the first. You're all right, you know. But, you know, the six walks in the
well,
first.
Well, being the roly-poly kid that was, he was a chubby little Chubbikins. You know, you wanted to poke him and go, Leon's getting larger when he was here, and have some fun with the kid. And he slimmed down.
He did slim down.
And the body, you know, it's just amazing the transformation that he went through from that high school senior year to being that junior at Nebraska. Oh. It's amazing, and it's freakish because right. To take a body like that and to mold in what it is today is something like nobody. You know, it's one of those. Just, you talk about people changing, and people saying, "If I won the lottery, I wouldn't change." You know what? I'd sure as hell like to find out if I would.
Right.
I mean, that would be really...
He lost 60 pounds when he was here. He lost 60 pounds.
Did you let him eat?
I'll admit it. And he'll tell you, I was rude. I was a little rude to him at times about keeping on running and things like that. But it worked. It worked for him. I mean, he went from 300 to 260, and look what happened. And then, really, that summer he went from 260 to about 240, and then... By the time he was a junior, I think he was about 225, and that's where he's at now. So, I mean, that big jump happened while he was here, and you could see it. I mean, from day one until, I mean, as the season went on, his uniform size kept going down as well.
You know, you're talking about losing weight. You're talking about sweating some liquid, sweating some food out of your system this weekend. You don't want to be doing that, so why not call the guys at Curbit and let them do your landscaping for you? You want the best in town, then you want Curbit Inc. Matt and his guys will give your landscaping a unique look with several different applications to choose from. Best of all, there's free estimates. Call them today, 308-237-4805. They're bringing life to landscapes. Doesn't matter whether it's your home, whether it's your business, Curbit Inc. can talk about it with you. They want you to know that border applications from Curbit are more economical than traditional lawn edging. They come in multiple colors, designs. They reduce your edging and trimming by 75%. Call and set an appointment with Matt today. Get a hold of him at 308-237-4805 or get on the internet and check out Curbit, CURBIT.net today for your landscaping needs. Well, Derek, heading on into the weekend. A lot of fireworks going to be shot. Stands are opening up here in Kearney on Sunday. They're opening up other places all over. Are you big in the fireworks?
Holding explosives in my hand.
No.
No.
I'm with Damon.
You don't want your pitchers to do that either.
One of my pitchers, who will remain nameless, was playing slow pitch softball the other night down at Harvey Park. Brilliant. 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 And you know who you are, and I hope you're listening to this, because I will run you on day one when I am allowed to run you.
Jeff Dittman, we want to thank him for joining us. Hastings women's basketball coach, for giving us a minute here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Doug's out all next week. We'll recap the weekend of sports. We'll be back on Monday with Chris Bazinet from the Kearney World Hub. And we'll talk all the weekend of sports. We'll talk about the U.S. Women's Open. It'll wrap up on Sunday. We'll talk about whether the new swimsuit, 38 of 42 world records, is it that big of an advantage? But we'll see on Monday on the Doug and Daddy Show right here on 1460 and 1550.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over!